With your money briefing, I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal. Developers in the U.S. are building more rental apartment units than they have in a long time.
As the cost of buying a single-family house gets higher and there are fewer of them available, that pushes a lot of high-income earners into renting.
We'll talk with The Wall Street Journal's Will Parker in just a moment. The market for apartments in the U.S. is booming. The Wall Street Journal says builders are on track to finish more new apartments in 2020 than in any year since the 1980s. Will Parker covers the housing industry for the Wall Street Journal and joins us now. Will, I understand that the projected number of new rental units for this year is way up from last year's levels. Is that right?
That is. New apartment completions are expected to be 50% higher this year. So builders are expected to open 371,000 apartments just in 2020.
And in some major metro areas, it's even higher than that?
Yeah, places like Houston, Los Angeles, Boston, in those places, the number of new apartments is going to double versus how many came to market last year.
Why are so many rental apartment units being built?
There's a lot of demand, and the general consensus is that cities had underbuilt for many decades. So a lot of what you're seeing now is cities playing catch-up, and a lot of planning when rents were rising really quickly back in 2015. We're starting to see apartments that were put into the planning process open now.
But isn't most of the new supply coming from luxury developments?
Yes. So the company that is making this projection, they're showing that, you know, anywhere from 75% to 80% of the new buildings are going to be what the real estate industry calls Class A properties. And really what that means is these are the rentals at the top 25% of the market by how much they cost. So for the average renter, these new buildings, they're not going to be affordable.
Why are so many new luxury developments being built? I assume that this is how builders make their profit.
That does present a big opportunity for profit, and there's a market for them. There's different reasons as to why. One thing that is discussed a lot is that as the cost of buying a single-family house gets higher and there are fewer of them available, that pushes a lot of high-income earners into renting. And so you're seeing a lot of that as well.
Don't some developers that you've talked to think that there will be a broader impact from this development of luxury rentals, that more lower rent apartments will end up being built anyway?
Yeah, one of the big debates in housing is how, you know, big increases in luxury apartments affect the cost of housing for everyone else. A lot of people are very critical of them. They talk about gentrification and how it puts pressure on the rents of existing tenants in neighborhoods where a lot of development is happening. A lot of other housing analysts, however, think that, you know, increasing even the high-end apartment supply, that, you know, gives people in the middle that are economically mobile new apartments to move into and then opens up their old apartments to renters that may not have as much money.
But since most of the new rentals being built come from the luxury end, you know, it's an oversupply in luxury apartment rentals. Won't that put pressure on developers as far as prices are concerned?
It will. And a lot of the pricing for these apartments will be kind of aspirational. So they will offer renters special discounts or deals in order to fill up their buildings as fast as possible.
So maybe it's worth waiting for a price cut if you're a prospective buyer.
That sounds like decent advice.
Wall Street Journal reporter Will Parker, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner for The Wall Street Journal.